from the State Houses of America, a venerable tradition.
Perhaps, maybe, the biggest lesson I've learned is that I talk too much.
We've come to expect a form of political theater, comedy, drama, call it what you will, known as being governor.
I engaged in an adult consensual affair with another man.
I'm no longer the body, I'm Jesse the Mind Ventura.
This was a whole lot more than a simple affair. It's a love story.
I've got this thing, and it's golden, and I'm just not giving it up for nothing.
Or suddenly not being governor.
I am deeply sorry that I did not live up to what was expected of me.
A new class of governors takes office in state houses around the nation in 2011. Can they possibly outdo the likes of Blago, Spitzer, Sanford, Ventura, or Schwarzenegger?
Hasta la vista, baby.
What funny things might happen for the governors in 2011? Politics tomorrow. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. No politics today. When you're talking about governors in America, it's best to look forward, not too much backwards. It's Wednesday, December 29th. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste is still out for the holidays. Let's get a check of the morning's top news, and we start with weather. The ripple effect of this week's blizzard on the East Coast. Keep in mind, a third of all the air traffic in this country either stops, starts, or intersects with New York City area airports. Besides passengers who can't get out, some planes that landed didn't have gates to go to for hours. This woman, stranded at Newark Airport, is sleeping this morning on a plastic crate.
We ask a bed, but they say no, there is no bed. It was very, very horrible. I want to go in my home.
Transportation officials say it could be New Year's before the New York mess is straightened out. Winter weather is causing more than just travel headaches. Down south, reports say Florida citrus farmers have lost at least $115 million in this cold blast, and it could get worse. 9,000 acres of farmland is a total loss, according to estimates. Let's move now to the political turmoil in Pakistan, where the U.S.-allied civilian government is now on the brink of collapse. Two ministers have defected from the increasingly unpopular ruling party. There are meetings now going on urging them to rejoin, but if they don't, the government would be in danger of collapsing altogether, a move which might pave the way for another military takeover in Pakistan. Across the border in Afghanistan, two NATO soldiers killed in fighting brings the number of troops killed there this year to 700, by far the deadliest year for NATO now in the nearly decade-long war, as tens of thousands of additional soldiers poured into the country as part of the Obama surge campaign. The previous high was 504 killed last year. Better outlook in Iraq, where officials say they will begin removing some of the hundreds of checkpoints across Baghdad due to improving security in Iraq. There are now 870 security checkpoints in the city. It's almost over in Alaska, politically speaking. Election officials there say they'll certify the results of the U.S. Senate race tomorrow after a federal judge finally dismissed a lawsuit by Republican Joe Miller. Incumbent and write-in candidate Lisa Murkowski will officially be declared the winner. Home prices continue to fall throughout the United States. Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index says this month's drop erased all of the gains made this year. The housing recession continues. Home prices are at about the same level now as when 2010 started. And that's an extraordinary economic statistic right there. Economists expect prices to continue to decline through the middle of next year, putting them at 2009 levels. Asian markets are up. European indices are mixed this morning. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,575. The S&P starts trading at 1,258. The NASDAQ opens at 2,662. Coming up this morning, we're going to continue to look back at some of the biggest stories of the year and talk to some familiar voices from The Takeaway about their thoughts on 2011 coming forward. This hour, we head back to the Gulf Coast to see how two people are getting on with their lives after the big spill. And we're looking for your own stories of the last year. What happened to you? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE and tell us about what made your 2010. Or head over to our site and download that app and send us a photo or video of the person or thing that symbolized 2010 for you. That's at thetakeaway.org. But first, high comedy for many of the nation's governors. Is that going to continue, or do they inherit something called tragedy, fiscally speaking?